News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Another hot one on the way today. Better chance of thunderstorms over the next few days. Details coming up from Dr. Bill in just a second. Also, three big things. Shooting suspect there in Annapolis had a bitter history with that Maryland newspaper. Also, City of Mobile offers down payment assistance to first responders, and the United States ending 70 years of military presence in Seoul, South Korea. We'll tell you more about those stories and a whole lot more right here this morning on FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department not working any new accidents. We do have one there at Todd Acres Drive between Cooeyman Road and Jackson Lane. Single car accident. Also, state troopers say a car hit a church in McQuarrie Road and Spice Pond Extension at the river. Be careful through there. You've got emergency vehicles. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Glad to have you with us this morning. Hey, heads up, Original Oyster House, not only great place to stop in today, tonight, really any day that ends in Y for great seafood, but also a place to check out live music at the Causeway location, Thursday nights, Friday nights, live music there. The schedule online at originaloysterhouse.com. Just click the link for live music, and you can check out the lineup. So you go enjoy kind of like a night out, maybe couples night. I'm always telling you to take the kids. You know, kids eat free at the Causeway location on Tuesdays. Some nights, it's okay to drop them off with the grandparents and go have a grown-up dinner. And not have to say stop it the whole time. But if you do have the kids, they got the playground downstairs, and they're used to it. Believe me, they don't kick us out. They won't kick you out.
Yeah, hopefully when you're on a date, neither one of you are drawing on the table.
I can't promise that. I do ask for the crayons when I show up, even when it is just the wife and I. And also, an event going on with Original Oyster House, another way for you to kind of interact on their social media. If you like to take pictures of sunsets, even if you don't, here's a reason to force yourself to do it. Which I don't know anybody would have to be forced. But if you would, here's how it works. You take a photo of a sunset from inside or just outside either location, the Causeway location or the Gulf Shores location of the Original Oyster House. Take that picture of the sunset. Post the sunset photo to the Facebook page for the Original Oyster House, and you could win dinner for two, up to a $50 value. Also, other great prizes, including Original Oyster House tote bags filled with goodies. This goes through August 31st. To enter, once again, take that picture. Make sure you got to be on premises there at the Original Oyster House. You take the picture, then you post that photo to Facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH Sunset. More details on the website, originaloysterhouse.com. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5. Severe weather across the state of Alabama last night has been blamed for at least one death, multiple injuries, and thousands without electricity. in Lineville. A man was killed when a tree fell on top of his vehicle. That's according to police. One woman in Huntsville, she was rushed to the hospital after she was struck by lightning. And in Madison County, the National Weather Service clocked winds estimated at 100 miles per hour in the Killingsworth Cove area. That's equivalent, they say, to a Category 2 hurricane. And Alabama Power tweeted at 9:45 p.m., about 4,600 without power in the area, mostly in Baymanette, Citronelle, Bruton, and Thomasville. And that crews would work throughout the night to restore power. Be sure to stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings as our very own Dr. Bill will give you the forecast as to what you can expect for today. We'll learn a little bit more about what happened last night and what you can expect going into the holiday weekend. Senator Doug Jones may soon have an opponent as Representative Bradley Byrne confirms that he is considering a move based on feedback and support from voters as to whether or not he should challenge Jones for his seat. If Byrne, who is a Republican, does challenge Jones, a Democrat, this would be for the 2020 election. Byrne is from Fairhope, and he told The Hill, quote, "I've made one initial drive around the state to talk to people. I feel like I need to make some more drives around the state to talk to some more people. I feel like I've got plenty of time to make the decision, but I feel like I've had a lot of encouragement from people." And he goes on to say that it was a greater than 50% chance that he would enter the race. Representative Byrne is not expected to make a final decision until roughly this time next year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager is in jail in Mobile, charged with murder. 17-year-old Jaden Little's mother turned him in to police after driving him to the police station last night. Mobile police say Little shot and killed Richard Mose in a car on Mohawk Street Sunday night. Investigators believe Little and Mose knew each other. Mobile police are cracking down on the homeless hanging out in downtown Mobile. At least six arrests on Thursday's jail log involved the homeless, with charges including public intoxication, indecent exposure, and trespassing. The city tells News 5 the effort follows the brutal daytime attack of a woman in a parking garage at the RSA Tower.
You know, a lot of people want to be able to walk down the sidewalk without being harassed.
And Public Safety Director James Barber, some people we spoke with say there is a need for more programs to help the homeless. Someone is calling people pretending to be with the Saraland Police Department, saying they have outstanding warrants and must have a payment to avoid arrest. Police say, in this case, the caller ID shows the actual number of the Saraland Police Department. Police say no one with the department or Saraland Municipal Court will call citizens on the phone. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Paid for by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Well, the state senate election's coming soon.
And the two choices couldn't be more different.
I agree. I can't vote for Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott supported Build Baldwin Now. You know that property tax increase the county commission tried to pass a couple of years ago.
The one the voters rejected?
That's the one. And Chris Elliott received over $250,000 from Montgomery Special Interests, the same special interests that want to restrict gun rights and support Common Core. Now, they want to raise our gas taxes by 12 cents a gallon.
Baldwin County is taxed enough. I could never vote for Chris Elliott. That's why I'm supporting David Northcutt.
Me too. David Northcutt has pledged to not raise our taxes.
David Northcutt will shake up Montgomery and fight for us. That's what he's already done.
Anyone that Montgomery wants to stop is the best choice for us. We all need to vote David Northcutt.
Tell your friends. Vote David Northcutt for state senate on July 17th.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify.
I can't believe I'm saying it. It's one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your morning with us here on Mobile Mornings. And now it's time for the sports report. The Oregon State Beavers won the 2018 College World Series on Thursday with a 5-0 shutout win over Arkansas.
The Beavers are on top of the college baseball world again.
Oregon State won two games in a row on Wednesday and Thursday after losing the first game of the three-game series. Freshman pitcher Kevin Abel threw a complete game shutout for the Beavers, allowing only two hits while striking out 10.
I can't believe I went 9 innings. I've never done that on this stage or at all in college, and that was phenomenal. I was just bracing for impact, that's for sure.
Oregon State catcher Adley Rutschman had three hits at the plate and set the all-time College World Series record with 17 hits in the CWS. The championship win is Oregon State's third in school history. Arkansas's season ends with a record of 48-21. It was the second time in school history that the Hogs played for the title, and for the second time, they came up just short. The Mobile Bay Bears opened up a six-game away series against the Biloxi Shuckers with a 9-4 win on Thursday night. The Shuckers struck first, scoring four runs in the second inning. From then on, though, it was all Mobile. Bay Bears catcher Jack Kruger had three hits and four RBI, including a two-run homer in the fifth inning. Tonight, Mobile and Biloxi play game two of the series. First pitch is set for 6:35. The NFL officially suspended Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston for the first three games of the season. They announced that on Thursday. The NFL said its investigation found that Winston inappropriately touched a female Uber driver in March of 2016 in Scottsdale, Arizona. Winston was never arrested or criminally charged in the case. Along with the three-game suspension, the NFL stated that the 24-year-old Alabama native is, quote, required to obtain a clinical evaluation and fully cooperate in any recommended program of therapeutic intervention. He was also informed further violations could lead to more substantial discipline, including a potential ban from the NFL.
Ooh.
Winston did issue a statement on Thursday. He apologized to the female Uber driver, announced that he has, quote, eliminated alcohol from his life, and he also accepted the NFL's suspension. On the PGA Tour, Andrew Landry and J.J. Spahn are tied for the lead following round one of the Quicken Loans National. Both players shot 7-under par yesterday. Billy Horschel and Andrew Putnam each shot 6-under par. They're tied for third. Tiger Woods started his day with a double bogey on the sixth hole, but he made birdies on 14 and 16 to finish at even par, tied in 48th place. And Ricky Fowler joined Woods at even par. He finished his round with two birdies and two bogeys. In the World Cup on Thursday, Colombia defeated Senegal 1-0 to finish at the top of Group H. Colombian forward James Rodriguez left the game in the first half with what appeared to be a calf injury that also kept him out of their opening game. Japan lost to Poland 1-0, but they advanced to the round of 16. Japan was tied for second place in Group H with Senegal, but they actually won the tiebreaker by having fewer yellow cards or penalties. It's a new rule by FIFA called the FIFA Fair Play Rule. Tunisia beat Panama 2-1, although neither team advanced to play in the knockout round, and Belgium defeated England 1-0 to take first place in Group G. With England finishing second, both teams will advance to the round of 16. There are no games today, and that round of 16 begins on Saturday with France taking on Argentina at 9 a.m., followed by Uruguay and Portugal at 1 p.m. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car service, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them, and you can too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on, my AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start so far this morning. A couple accidents we've had have been moved down the roadways. Steady ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne all the way to Loxley. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Again, watch your speed. Market in the Parkers Bank this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon in Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get all the details at special events. Mobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, you were telling us a story earlier this week about somebody who listened to us saying, hey, come let Larry find that car you're looking for, and you did. And heck, y'all went to Atlanta and brought it home to Mobile for her.
Absolutely. We had it all on the lot and ready to go in 72 hours. So, you know, we get success stories there now. Now, we don't bat 1,000, but, you know, if you bet 300 in the major leagues, you're in the Hall of Fame. So, we're doing much better than that.
I mean, y'all do a great job. Have for my friends as well, finding vehicles. So, if people ride by, if you know, they come out, they walk around LCM, don't see the vehicle they want, which is probably a rare opportunity because you have so many vehicles, they should just poke their head in and say, hey Larry, I'm looking for a this, right?
Absolutely. And we usually get one or two people pretty much daily looking for something we don't have. It's you know, you could have 1,000 cars and still not have enough, you know. So it's a whole lot easier for us to just try to go find what they want.
And you do a great job of it. I mean, it's very efficient. So let's talk to people who are thinking about looking for their next vehicle. Come give us directions to the lot, and let's talk about getting that car, maybe letting you headhunt that vehicle for us.
Absolutely. You know, they can come see us at the lot at Highway 90 West Theodore. They can call us at 375-0068. They can go on LCM Motor Cars and go to the request line. And they can just like us on Facebook.
There we go. Larry, thanks.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Good news may soon pull into our Mobile port, as more funding could be headed our way for three more littoral combat ships. On Thursday, Congress moved one step closer to making that happen in its 2019 budget cycle, something Austal USA, based right here in Mobile, is keeping their eyes on. But here's the snag. Congress has not settled on a definitive number of LCS contracts, nor do we know how many of those contracts would go to Austal, which is one of two LCS builders. Back in May, the House passed a 2019 National Defense Authorization Act, known as NDAA, and that authorized the construction of three LCSs. On June 18th, the Senate passed a 2019 NDAA, authorizing just one. And then Thursday, the House passed its version of the 2019 NDAA. Representative Burns says that he was, quote, pleased to see the bill make progress toward building a 355-ship Navy fleet, and that the overall bill at $675 billion continues, quote, a long-needed rebuilding of our nation's military. The Appropriations Act provides the money for the priorities mapped out in the NDAA. The Senate, though, has yet to pass its own version of this act. But on Thursday, the Senate Appropriations Committee, chaired by Senator Richard Shelby passed a version that funds two LCS contracts, as well as one of the expeditionary fast transports also built by Austal. So once the full Senate passes its version of the Appropriations Act, another conference committee will meet again and figure out differences between it and the House version. The bills ultimately signed by President Donald Trump called for three. The U.S. Navy will then decide how many LCSs will call Mobile home. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
725 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Heading for high in the 90s again today. No big surprise there. And heat indices were well over 100. How hot did it get? Well, we'll find out from Dr. Bill in about 10 minutes, 8 minutes from right now, plus the weekend weather scale. And if you notice those thunderstorms last night rolling through our area, they were diminished in strength compared to what they were rolling through the northern two-thirds of Alabama, but still quite a show. And it was interesting how those showers lined up like a front, you know, coming from north to south. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up in just a little bit. Heads up here, first of all, Alec Naiman on the way. He's going to talk about what we're cooking for the weekend. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice about several things are piled up. And if we've missed anything this week you want to talk about, you can text us and we'll bring it up at the 8 o'clock hour. I know one bringing a national story right here to home, Maxine Waters. I know Kelly was talking about this. Maxine Waters saying she is not coming to an event here in Alabama. Because she's faced these increased threats since making controversial comments about the Trump administration officials. Waters encouraged protesters to publicly confront and, quote, push back on, end quote, cabinet officials in the response to the zero-tolerance immigration policy that led to family separations. She said she's not been very specific about the death. She said she had a serious death threat from someone in Texas, so she's not coming to Alabama.
And who do you think she blamed for the death threat?
Who was that?
Guess.
Who?
It turned out she's blaming President Trump.
Go figure.
She said even more individuals are leaving threatening messages and sending hostile mail to my office after Donald Trump.
Which is not cool either, by the way. I mean, what Maxine Waters did was not cool, and calling anybody and threatening anything against them is not cool.
And she said that the death threat was made to her on Monday from an individual in Texas, which is why she canceled the engagements in Texas and Alabama this weekend. So saying it was somebody from Texas that made this serious death threat.
So she's canceling Alabama. That's what I'm saying. That was what...
Doesn't make sense.
Right. Thank you. Does she realize her, like, even geographically the distance? Yeah, you know what? She probably doesn't. She probably doesn't.
Probably
you know, that's one of the things that's frustrating. I know a lot of folks, you know, from around here, you travel, whether it's work or fun, and you're, you know, with people that are from other places where they think they're really engaged and really smart. And you know, we hopefully know the geography of places like California. We know, you know, the Northeast, you know, New York, you know how the states lay in this country. But you get around a bunch of people from California and New York, and not all people. I mean, there are plenty of people that are completely tuned in, even in those places, to geography. But I've been around people, this is anecdotal in the past, that have, like, no concept of the geography of the Southeast.
Yeah.
When you talk about, they'll see even friends of mine from college or whatever that have, you know, second party people seeing something on Facebook, and they see the white sand beaches and we're fishing. They're like, Alabama has frontage on the Gulf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can relate. If I'm talking about the Midwest, sometimes I just, all those states get jumbled to me. It's because I live my life down here.
All right. I'm going to bring in my children. They don't use it anymore, but I have the 50 states with the little magnetic thing board. We're going to bring it in here and work with you.
I need it.
All right. Good deal. Dr. Bill joins us coming up in just a second. Next, we'll check in with News 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager is in jail in Mobile charged with murder. 17-year-old Jaden Little's mother turned him in to police after driving him to the police station last night. Mobile police say Little shot and killed Richard Mose in a car on Mohawk Street Sunday night. Investigators believe Little and Mose knew each other. Mobile police are cracking down on the homeless hanging out in downtown Mobile. At least 6 arrests on Thursday's jail log involved the homeless with charges including public intoxication, indecent exposure, and trespassing.
The city tells News 5 the effort follows the brutal daytime attack of a woman in a parking garage at the RSA Tower.
You know, a lot of people want to be able to walk down the sidewalk without being harassed.
And Public Safety Director James Barber, some people we spoke with say there is a need for more programs to help the homeless. Someone is calling people pretending to be with the Saraland Police Department, saying they have outstanding warrants and must have a payment to avoid arrest. Police say, in this case, the caller ID shows the actual number of the Saraland Police Department. Police say no one with the department or Saraland Municipal Court will call citizens on the phone. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and, most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe. 471-1137.
In about 2 hours, Gerald Ramos, the accused shooter in yesterday's mass killing at Annapolis, Maryland's Capital Gazette newspaper, will appear in court. Authorities say they had to identify Ramos with facial recognition software because he was uncooperative. Correspondent Caitlin Collins reports White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders interacts with reporters daily and has issued a very strong statement.
She said she strongly condemned this evil act, calling it senseless. She said a violent attack on innocent journalists doing their job is an attack on every American.
In Ecuador, Vice President Mike Pence has called on Central American governments to do more to stop people from trying to enter the U.S. illegally.
I say with great respect to the presidents gathered here, this exodus must end. It is a threat to the security of the United States.
Some 4th of July travelers may hit the roads early. AAA predicts nearly 47 million Americans will drive 50 miles or more for the holiday. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Facebook says it will release more information on all ads running on its service as part of a broader effort to encourage transparency in its operations. The company will let everyone see all ads run by a given Facebook page, which is typically the public profile of a business group or public figure. It did something similar with political and election-related issue ads following the 2016 election. Under sharp questioning from some Democratic senators, President Trump's choice to head the IRS promised to work for the benefit of ordinary taxpayers in administering the massive new tax law. Charles Redding is a Beverly Hills tax lawyer who has represented thousands of individuals and companies in civil and criminal tax matters before the agency and against it in court. If confirmed, he will face a huge challenge in administering the most sweeping overhaul of the tax code in 30 years. Crude oil trading at $73.30 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, state troopers are there at Cuss Fork and Wilmer Georgetown Road. Siegel car in a ditch. Also still got the car that hit Church and McQuarrie Road and Spice Pond Extension. And no major backups or delays as you're traveling across to Bayway and the Causeway. A good start to our Wednesday morning. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer this weekend. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Good to talk to Dr. Bill. And hey, Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We were talking about this last hour, but this was something I saw some posts on social media about, and I got to tell you, I was interested as well. Those thunderstorms that came through our area yesterday evening had kind of a long history, and it didn't seem like your run-of-the-mill summertime thunderstorms.
That's right. It looked like a cold front coming down last night with a line of thunderstorms. It started out as a big cluster of thunderstorms over the Midwest, circulating around the big high pressure system, and it worked its way down into Alabama late in the afternoon and gradually dissipated, or weakened rather, as it got into South Alabama, but did give us some areas some rain during the evening. There's actually another cluster coming down through Mississippi this morning, and some of that could affect Mobile County in another couple of hours and produce some showers. But we will have some sunshine today, and we're going to have a warm day up around 90 degrees, not like yesterday. Yesterday, 95 degrees. And at Brooklyn Airport yesterday, they had a heat index of 113. But we won't get that hot today with the cloud cover and the showers, but still around 90 degrees, and we could see a heat index up around 105. As for tonight, we could see a few thunderstorms, low in the mid-70s. But then over the weekend, a small low-pressure system that's circulating right now over northern Florida will be moving right along the Gulf Coast over land areas, headed toward the New Orleans area. And it's going to be moving very slow over the next few days, and that's going to help kick off quite a few showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. So Saturday and Sunday, numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90 degrees, and that pattern is going to stay with us Monday and Tuesday, which we'll see numerous showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon hours, and Monday and Tuesday the high will be in the upper 80s. Things will improve on Wednesday with just a few afternoon thunderstorms and a high around 90 degrees.
All right, Dr. Bill. Actually, before we get to the weekend weather scale, I have a texter, and I get this from time to time. Lots of new people listening to FM Talk 106.5. Y'all welcome aboard. Thank you. But I don't know if we can spill the beans. These are deeply kept trade secrets. But Ben and Daphne says, can y'all explain the weekend weather scale? I think it's beyond explaining. But, Dr. Bill, I mean, we scored somewhere between 1 and 2, correct? That's the range.
That's correct.
That's right.
It's been a tradition to do it between 1 and 2, and perfect two would be just ideal conditions, normal temperatures, very comfortable, and of course a one would be just horrible.
All right, so that's why we say it's time for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. This weekend lays somewhere between 1 and 2. Dr. Bill, what do you say?
Well, we're going to have to contend with numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, but we'll have some sunshine in the morning. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
6750.
Oh, yeah, that's like a C student there at best, right?
That's right.
Well, Dr. Bill, listening, it really could get worse on the scale, and so we'll take it as we get it and check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You get that weekend weather scale every Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's always somewhere between 1 and 2. All right, 7:38, coming right back. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Oh, by the way, if you want to live forever, they've got a new study out about longevity. The folks over at Gizmodo, with their odds of people making it to 200. Current record is somebody living to 122 years old, but they say 200 may be coming soon?
Got a ways to go, I guess.
Wow, 200. 740 right now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Safety is the priority and was the deciding factor for Representative Maxine Waters, a Democrat from California, to cancel her trip to Alabama. She was scheduled to speak in Birmingham today at the National Organization of Black Elected Legislative Women's annual legislative conference. She says she canceled because of a, quote, very serious death threat. She also canceled events in Texas for the very same reason. She says that after President Donald Trump posted on Twitter that she was, quote, an extraordinarily low IQ person and to be careful what you wish for on Monday on Twitter, Waters says that after that tweet, even more individuals are leaving threatening messages and sending hostile mail to my office. Now, for her part, Waters has seen pushback from both sides after she encouraged demonstrators at an immigration rally to harass cabinet officials within the Trump administration wherever they go as this debate continues across our nation regarding the immigration policy. She says that Capitol Police are now investigating several other threats in which people have vowed to, quote, shoot, lynch, or cause me serious bodily harm. Her statement was made in response to President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy, which has led to the separation of thousands of children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Former Alabama House Majority Leader Mickey Hammond is a free man. He was released Wednesday from federal prison. The Federal Bureau of Prisons says that Hammond was released after serving a 90-day sentence for mail fraud. The Republican from Decatur pleaded guilty last year to using campaign funds for personal expenses. He served in the legislature from 2002 until being removed from his job last year after pleading guilty to the felony charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager is in jail in Mobile charged with murder. 17-year-old Jaden Little's mother turned him in to police after driving him to the police station last night. Mobile police say Little shot and killed Richard Mose in a car on Mohawk Street Sunday night. Investigators believe Little and Mose knew each other. Mobile police are cracking down on the homeless hanging out in downtown Mobile. At least 6 arrests on Thursday's jail log involved the homeless with charges including public intoxication, indecent exposure, and trespassing. The city tells News 5 the effort follows the brutal daytime attack of a woman in a parking
parking garage at the RSA Tower.
You know, a lot of people want to be able to walk down the sidewalk without being harassed.
And Public Safety Director James Barber, some people we spoke with say there is a need for more programs to help the homeless. Someone is calling people pretending to be with the Saraland Police Department, saying they have outstanding warrants and must have a payment to avoid arrest. Police say, in this case, the caller ID shows the actual number of the Saraland Police Department. Police say no one with the department or Saraland Municipal Court will call citizens on the phone. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
You know that 7 out of 10 people over 65 need long-term care at home or in a nursing home? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. We have safe solutions with higher than average returns, no risk, and long-term care included. Call me at 625-1226, Jim Bird, Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
746 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, so Dalton, I was looking at this study out about humans living longer here. I don't know if it's true or, you know, I mean, obviously it's just theory. The oldest person ever, at least according to the record books, was 122. Okay, 122, the oldest human. Researchers, they said, studied data from Italy from 2009 to 2015, and they found a strange phenomenon. As you get older and approach 80, your chances of dying go up a lot each year.
That is strange.
But after 80, the chances basically stop going up. If you make it to 105 years old, your chance of dying totally levels off. You've got about a 60% chance of passing away every year, but that's it. Now, with the that annual 60% chance of dying, eventually the odds catch up with everybody. Yeah, thank you for that report, Gizmodo. But in theory, some lucky person could beat the odds over and over and over. With modern medicine, they could make it to 130, 150, 200. It's just theoretical in these studies right now, but they're saying using mathematics and current medical practices, maybe it might, you know, 200th birthday party for somebody could be, I don't know if in my lifetime, but, you know, somebody else's.
Yeah, maybe not in our lifetimes, the first bicentennial person, I guess.
Yes.
But
you're celebrating Pop's bicentennial.
Yeah, I don't want to get too, you know, science fiction-y here.
Right, right.
But we're making a lot of advancements in technology. I'm not sure that health will have as much to do with it as what they can turn your body into.
That's maybe right.
Some robot-style people walking around.
Now we're talking. Now if we could be a 200-year-old RoboCop, that'd be something. 7:47, time for sports.
All right, thank you very much, Sean. 7:47 now. It is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Oregon State Beavers are your 2018 College World Series champions. They won 5-0 over Arkansas last night, and here's the final call.
The Beavers are on top of the college baseball world again.
Oregon State won two games in a row on Wednesday and Thursday after they lost the first game of the three-game series on Tuesday. Freshman pitcher Kevin Abel threw a complete game shutout for the Beavers, allowing only two hits while striking out 10.
I can't believe I went 9 innings. I've never done that on this stage or at all in college, and that was phenomenal. I was just bracing for impact, that's for sure.
Oregon State catcher Adley Rutschman had three hits at the plate, setting the all-time College World Series record with 17 hits in the CWS. The championship win is Oregon State's third in school history. Arkansas' season ends with a record of 48-21. It was the second time in school history that the Hogs played for the title, and for the second time, they came up just short. The Mobile Bay Bears opened a six-game away series against the Biloxi Shuckers with a 9-4 win on Thursday night. Shuckers struck first, scoring four runs in the second inning, but from then on, it was all Mobile. Bay Bears catcher Jack Kruger had three hits and four RBI, including a two-run homer in the fifth inning. Tonight, Mobile and Biloxi play game two of the away series. First pitch is set for 6:35. The NFL officially suspended Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston on Thursday for the first three games of the season. The NFL said its investigation found that Winston inappropriately touched a female Uber driver in March of 2016 in Scottsdale, Arizona. Winston was never arrested or criminally charged in the case. Along with a 3-game suspension, the NFL stated that the 24-year-old Alabama native is, quote, required to obtain a clinical evaluation and fully cooperate in any recommended program of therapeutic intervention. He was also informed that further violations could lead to more substantial discipline, including a potential ban from the NFL. Winston issued his own statement on Thursday, apologizing to the female Uber driver. He announced that he has, quote, eliminated alcohol from his life, and he also accepted the NFL's suspension. On the PGA Tour, Andrew Landry and J.J. Spahn are tied for the lead following round one of the Quicken Loans National. Both players shot 7-under par yesterday. Billy Horschel and Andrew Putnam each shot 6-under par. They're tied for third place. Tiger Woods started his day with a double bogey on the sixth hole, but he made birdies on 14 and 16 to finish at even par, tied in 48th place. And Ricky Fowler joined Woods there at even par. He finishes around with 2 birdies and 2 bogeys. In the World Cup Thursday, Colombia defeated Senegal 1-0 to finish at the top of Group H. Japan lost to Poland 1-0, but they advanced to the round of 16 by a tiebreaker. Japan was tied with Senegal for second place in Group H. They won that tiebreaker by having fewer yellow cards, or penalties. Tunisia beat Panama 2-1, although neither team advanced to play in the knockout round. And Belgium defeated England 1-0 to take first place in Group G. With England finishing second, both of those teams will advance to the round of 16, which begins on Saturday, with France taking on Argentina at 9 a.m., followed by Uruguay and Portugal at 1 p.m. 7:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a nice ride from Loxley all the way into Daphne. In the Bayway, the Causeway, looking good so far this morning. Dolphin and Airport, also Moffitt and 65, seeing some backups. But the few accidents we've had have been moved down the roadways pretty quick. At Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale, they offer so many more flooring options in those big box stores. With waterproof and water-resistant flooring, engineered hardwood, exotics, and more, see the reviews on Facebook and see them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Hey, coming up right after the break, Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott joins us. He was part of the contingent that went to Washington this week. He, along with Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey, Sheriff Hoss Mack, to meet with a federal representation in Washington to talk about questions surrounding those two Navy airfields in South Baldwin County. We'll get more from him a little bit after 8:05 this morning. All right, and the weekend is here, so it's always this time of the week when we ask the question, what's cooking? And we check in with Alec Naiman from Naiman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Man, it's going great. And we've got, of course, before we talk again, we have the 4th of July, Independence Day, coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, man, I'm feeling quite a bit independent these days. You know, of course, I have to wait till the wife leaves so I can
right.
be independent.
Exercise your independence. Sure, I understand that.
Hey, man, listen, I thought, well, let's make a little barbecue sauce, you know, and people always buy that bottled jar stuff, you know, but I can teach you real quick how to make some real barbecue sauce from scratch.
Okay? I like that. Yes, that's something we can use. How do we do it?
All right, well, I get me an onion, you know, and I chop it up really, really, really fine. You mince it up. You can actually put it in puree it if you want to. But then I just kind of saute it down in a little skillet or in a little saucepan. And then I get me a jar of that sweet chili sauce. You know, you can get a jar of that off the shelf, you know, and you put that in there. And I put me some brown sugar in there and some black pepper and some molasses. I put a little Creole seasoning. You know, you can put a little bit of cayenne, whatever. I get some ketchup. And I get a little cider vinegar, and you can use apple cider if you like that flavor, okay? I get some garlic, put it all in there, and some Worcestershire, and I put that all in there. And I just bring all that up to a nice simmer, let it kind of reduce just a little bit, and it thickens up as it blends and everything. And then when you're just about done, if you like a smoky flavor, you can add just a pinch of liquid smoke. You know, if you like that smoky flavor, I don't always add the smoke because I just kind of like the flavor of the sauce itself, but you can put it in a jar, stick it in the refrigerator, and it'll stay good for, you know, weeks, so you can use it. But that's a good homemade barbecue kind of sauce if you like that. So that's how easy that is, you know?
That is, but yeah, if it's so easy, though, why do people spend big money on the, you know, this sauce or that sauce, or why are some, like, people say, I really love that sauce, I don't like that other sauce?
Well, I call that time management, you know. If you don't have the time or you don't feel like it, just buy your jar off the shelf, you know.
Well, or even better, having you prepare it and the meat to go with it. That'd be perfect for the 4th.
Hey, I'm all about that. Now, listen, we do have our 4th of July packages out. You got to call me today because, I mean, it takes, you know, 8 or 10 hours to smoke up the butts and several hours to smoke up the ribs. And I want to do them fresh if you order them. So I've got packages that run from $99 to $159. You get a one package. I think you get 2 slabs of ribs and a Boston butt and a big pan of mac and cheese and baked beans and potato salad and some banana pudding. And it's like $129, and it feeds like 15 plus people.
So, oh, wow.
I mean, I can feed you for less than 10 bucks a person, you know.
Okay, so let me go ahead and make a. Can I make my order right now while we're talking?
You can. I'm writing it down. I got a pen and a piece of paper in my hand.
All right, because so, you know the side that the one that serves 15, that'd be good for our family. You know how many of us there are, so that would be good. So I will get with you next week and pick that up. Hey, Alec, if people want to once again get more information about those specialties for Independence Day or getting you to come out and do an event anytime, how do they get in touch? Fastest way.
Okay, 473-3900. Call me because I may not see your text or your email for, like, you know, whenever. But call us, 473-3900, and give us a call. We can get you together, fix you. We got gumbo, all that kind of stuff. So if you just need a pan of mac and cheese or a pan of potato salad, call me for that. I don't care what you get, okay? I'm just happy for you to call me.
Great deal. Alec Damon at What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with Baldwin County Commissioner Chris Elliott. He was in Washington pleading the case to the DHS and others of why not to put those migrants in Baldwin County. He'll talk to us. We'll coming up in about 8 minutes. Stay close.